Welcome to the Weight Loss Navigation Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Gaither, and this is the podcast for those who want to reach their weight loss goals once and for all without feeling frustrated, guilty, or confused. Together, we find what tools work best for you personally and also what will help you feel happy, upbeat, motivated, and in control. Subscribe now and let's help get you to your goal, but also to help you enjoy the journey starting now.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for listening. So today I want to talk really quickly about some tips that you can implement right away that are going to help you make healthier choices when you head into the kitchen. So first things first, I want you to think about when you are just feeling a little peckish. I love that word. Don't know why. I just think it's funny. You're feeling like you want a snack. You head into the kitchen. And what are the first types of things you grab? Typically, it's often probably cookies or just quick, easy to grab, simple, maybe prepackaged foods, whatever is quick and available and maybe meets that criteria of you're looking for something salty or something sweet, whatever it might be. Now, on the other hand, when you are at a party, how often do you go over and grab a plate of veggies or fruits if they have this nice, gorgeous spread of all kinds of little hors d'oeuvres and fruits and vegetables in a platter? And how often do you fill your tray with fruits and veggies in that situation, or at least grab a few before you grab some of the other dishes? Why is it that this isn't the first thing you grab at your home? Well, it's very obvious. There's a couple different reasons. First of all, everything's not cut up and available and ready to go. It takes some energy to wash and cut and prepare all of those types of foods. Not as quick and easy as grabbing a cookie. Second of all, it's the fact that it's all set up and visually appealing to you when you're set up at a party. When you have a full veggie tray sitting there looking at you and all the beautiful colors are arranged just, you know, in this tremendous rainbow effect, it's enticing, it's appealing, and it can get your attention and make you want it. Now, how come we can't utilize the same tricks in our typical day-to-day? So one thing I want you to think about is, what can you do right now? How can you modify what's going on in your kitchen just so it has a better chance of being something that's going to attract you towards the right things instead of the wrong things? And there's a couple different things that you can do. And remember too, this is not just for you and your weight loss goals. This is for your whole family. Anyone you live with can benefit from these changes and modifying these things in these ways. So first and foremost, again, why is it that you reach for the quick and easy snacks? Because they are quick and easy. They're prepackaged, they're ready to go, they're simple, they're easy. So let's make the healthy foods just as quick and easy to grab. Make sure that you go into your fridge, get your fruits and veggies, first of all, stock up on them, and then make sure that they are front and center. When you open that fridge, instead of having the pudding there, make sure that the fruits and veggies are there. And not that you're not going to buy pudding anymore. You might have kids that need the pudding and want the pudding, but out of sight, out of mind. When you put things, it's going to avoid further and deeper in the fridge, in the pantry, and make it more difficult for you to use the fridge. You want them front and center. They're visually appealing. So don't just, you know, cut up your carrots or your fruits or your, you know, whatever it might be and throw it in a Tupperware container that is, again, shoved in the back of the fridge. See what you can do. Like, again, it's that extra effort. We always talk about how, you know, it's good to treat yourself like a friend. And therefore, you know, we end up treating others better than we do ourselves. If a friend were to come over, you most likely would, you know, cut up a fruit and veggie tray and make it all nice and pretty and present it in this gorgeous way. Why don't you do that for yourself? Well, it's just that extra energy and effort that, you know, you can just throw by the wayside. It's just me. But this little bit of extra effort and energy, when you do treat yourself like a friend, you do cut up a nice, beautiful veggie tray and you take the time to put it all together and get it all prepared, It's that little bit of self-care. It's that extra little hand-holding of yourself. And it's helping you set yourself up for success. You are now basically holding yourself to a little bit of a higher standard where you're not just allowing it to go by the wayside because it's just me. That's an effort that I can just, you know, throw away. It doesn't matter. I'll make it for another person, but not for myself. These teeny tiny little extra bits of effort can make such a big difference when it comes to our overall success and just keeping your day in a nice, organized, structured fashion where you are taking the time to get out this stuff, cut it all up. Just think about when you do make a little bit of an extra effort. When, again, say you're hosting a party or having friends over or someone's dropping by and you do rush around and you clean up and you make it all nice and neat and you make it company ready. And then you get those snacks prepared. As much energy as it was, as much extra effort as it was, you do have this little sense of pride. There's just the whole reason that you're doing this for company is because you have pride in your household, you have pride in your presentation skills, your hosting skills, and you can tap into that pride feeling even when it's just for you. Having that feeling of, I got up and I cut up these veggies, I got them all ready and prepared for my day, and then they're in the fridge ready to go in this pretty presentation, you know, hopefully you have one of those, I've got one of those little trays that you can actually see all the veggies in, or if you have a nice pretty bowl for your fruits, cover it with saran wrap so it's clear and you can actually see when you open the fridge. It's that visual appeal. You want it to draw you in. You want to try to entice yourself to eat it. And again, the rest of your family as well. Hopefully it can start to inspire your kids or your spouse or whatever to start grabbing these things first and foremost as well. So make sure they're front and center, make sure they're easily accessible, make sure that they are visually appealing, whatever that means. Also, make sure as far as, again, out of sight, out of mind, not for the fruits and veggies, make sure that is the higher calorie foods that you're not trying to stick with. And then remember too, color is appealing. Try to get a variety. Even if you only like a couple things, you know, if say you only like apples, okay, fine. Get a couple different colors, get a couple of different varieties. Say, not just all the green stuff, try to throw some carrots in there, try to throw some, you know, cucumbers, whatever it might be. Try to make sure that there's a nice combination. I'm a big fan of getting those like packs of peppers that have all the colors. Just knowing that the colors themselves, it's just, you know, that deeper inner animal instinct where it's just appealing and it catches your attention. And I know that even though the green peppers are a lot of times like a couple cents less expensive, when I get that pack of peppers that has the yellow, the red, and the orange, and I throw a green one in there, and then I have that tray made, and I just see that pop of color, that yellow, that red, that orange. I always space it out so that like the carrots are on the opposite side of the orange peppers so that there's like just again, like a balance of the colors. And it's just, again, visually appealing. And if it increases the likelihood that I am going to eat from that tray by the microscopic little amount, it's worth it to me because I know that just the fact that it got me to choose that tray and to pull that out over some other snack, you know, just one time, that's probably saved me hundreds of calories. And bigger picture, it kept my mentality on track. It kept my mind in this happy, upbeat, positive space of feeling proud, feeling good about my choices, and then showing me that, you know what, I can do this. Every time that you make a really good choice, you know that you see like, hey, that wasn't so difficult and you can do it again and you can build on it and you can make sure that that's something that you keep in your toolbox as something that you do on a regular basis. You're always got your little veggie tray ready to go. You cut it up, you use it for a few days. Now I'll just throw out a little trick of my own. So my sister, Heather, she got this awesome tray for me. It's like this big, huge thing. It's got this like big lip around it. So it's like, and it's got handles. So it's like easy for me to hold. So I like to basically make like a little charcuterie tray and I fill it with fruits and veggies. And also, you know, if I'm in the mood and I have the time and energy, I'll do like, you know, cheeses and nuts and maybe even sometimes take like lunch meats and like roll them up into little strips and whatnot. And that way it's like a quick, easy bite. So it's just fun. And I'll get dried fruits and dried nuts and things and put those on there and I'll put them And so the way I do it, though, is I put everything, as far as like the nuts and the dry stuff, in these teeny tiny little Tupperware containers. And then I take the lid and sit it underneath. So again, it's just like in these little boxes. And then it looks just so visually appealing and it looks awesome. But the other good thing is then for cleanup, it's so easy. I just literally pop the top back on and it's ready to just throw in the pantry and then pull back out the next day. Now, as far as the fruits and veggies go, I have learned that just setting them on the tray, while it's really pretty, like cleaning up is kind of a pain. So what I've started to do is I put them in little Ziploc bags because again, it's clear and I can still see all of the different varieties of colors, but I can just throw them in the fridge at night, grab all these Ziploc bags, just zip them up, throw them in the fridge. And then the next day I grab the Ziploc bags, throw them back on the tray, and it's still visually appealing. It's still, I can see all the colors. I have a little Tupperware container that I put, ranch dressing in. I set that there, and I have my little baggies of veggies all around it. Fruits, same thing. I put them in, usually the fruits I put in, again, little teeny tiny Tupperware containers, just because, you don't want them to get squished. And I also absolutely love fruit dip. And yes, you're going to say, hey, that's extra calories. But hey, if it, again, it's one of those things to me that's well worth. If I know dipping my carrots in ranch dressing is going to keep me eating carrots all day rather than reaching for something worse, it's worth it to me. And just making sure that you keep in on track with your calories and you're tracking and you know that you have a deficit at the end of the day, it's great. Same with the fruit dip, not too much. And if you want to measure, it makes it easy. You can just measure out the 2 tablespoons of whatever the serving size is if you're trying to track down to the exact calorie, what your calories are for the day. And that way, like you put it in that little Tupperware container or a tiny little bowl, and now okay, that was 150 calories if I ate the whole thing. So there you know. So basically, just come up with your own little method, something that is going to keep you on track and keep you excited and motivated. And again, reaching for these healthy snacks far more often than the others. And I always like to keep in the back of my mind too that as far as my kids go, they are going to be way more likely to eat healthy if they see me doing it all the time. So even if I'm just like not in the mood to cut up all this stuff or to get it ready to go, I try to remind myself, you know what? I need to let them see me eating this stuff. And therefore it just becomes normal and it becomes the go-to for them as well. So where were we? What are some other tips on how you can make sure that your day is filled with delicious and healthy things? Also, you want to, another reason for using Tupperware, again, you want it to be that visual appeal when you're home and you want it to be, in something gorgeous that like really attracts your attention. And that's also convenient, but for when you're on the go, same thing, Ziploc bags work great. Or again, like a little Tupperware container, you can get those little ones that are, like got sections and stuff. So you can like create your own little tray. They have them at the store too. You can buy them these little snack things that already have like little tiny bits of cheese, little tiny bits of nuts, and comes with a couple different things. Now they're fairly expensive, so if you want to make your own, again, just get those teeny little trays that have a couple different sections, fill them up, get them ready to go, have them ready, and do like a little dry foods one in the pantry. So when you're leaving the house, you can make sure that you avoid having to stop somewhere and get something higher calorie at fast food. You can just have that in your purse, ready to go, stick it in your bag, or get one of those cute little cooler bags, and throw a ice pack in there and throw your veggies in there. And again, it just keeps you so that you are comfortable. Remember too, like we're always just trying to avoid that hunger, because the hunger, when the hunger goes up, basically your willpower goes down. So the more that you can just throughout the day just constantly feed yourself and snack on these high fiber, high water content foods and lower calorie foods, then you're going to keep on top of your hunger, and you're going to make sure that you don't get in that headspace of just being out of control, where you just feel completely, I forget it, I'm throwing in the towel, I'm so hungry, I can't even think straight. So it keeps your blood sugar nice and steady, it keeps your brain thinking nice and clear, and it just keeps your overall calories on track. Again, remember too to drink your water, that will keep your hunger at bay as well. Bay as well. So finally, one more suggestion I always do for sure here at my house, keeping a bowl of fruit on the counter, because again, walking into the kitchen and having that visual appeal of bananas and apples and oranges just sitting right there, it gets you to grab them more often than not. And I noticed too that my kids, same thing. My daughter will ask for an orange if it's sitting there versus, of course, if it's not, she doesn't think about it. She asks for a cookie. And another tip for that, keep the bananas away from everything else, especially the apples. They make them go bad faster. I didn't believe it, but it's true. So I like to have, if you have either a little banana tree or my own separate little banana bowl, just so that they're not making them go bad faster. So just another little tip. So if you have any other tips, I would love to hear them. Jump into the Facebook group and share any tips that you have in this vein, and you have any ideas on other things that we can all benefit from when it comes to this kind of stuff. And I definitely would encourage you to go into your kitchen right away. Go see what you can do to clear out the fridge, clear out the pantry, rearrange it. You don't have to actually get rid of all the bad foods, but if you do rearrange it so that the healthy stuff is front and center and very attractive and exciting and enticing, and the stuff that you want to avoid is further back, out of sight, out of mind, you will set yourself up for greater success. You will set yourself up to more often than not choose the better choices. And hopefully that's going to make a big impact in the overall weight loss goals that you are tackling. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey there, just one quick reminder. I want to remind you about the Motivation Mindset Masterclass. Remember, it is available right now. It is hosted in a Facebook group, and also you're going to get access to a course with over 30 modules that walk you through exactly how to go from demotivated and frustrated and disorganized to clear-headed, confident, and in control. And remember, it is in a Facebook group as well, where I am just going to walk you through step by step, day by day. You just sit back, relax, and follow my lead. I am there for you day in and day out for you to ask questions. We can work through your actual personal situations. It's not just me talking at you, it's me talking with you. So jump in now, learn more about it on the website, and definitely grab it, because it is going to, the sale is actually ending. The doors are closing on Tuesday, August 31st, and on Wednesday, September 1st, we are starting, we are getting started, we are moving forward, and we are jumping in to get this going together. I hope that you join me. I hope to see you there. It's going to be awesome. If you liked this episode and dig my style, I invite you to check out our website, motivationdepot.net. Here you'll find exciting new motivational courses, resources, tools, printables, and awesome products. Also, you can find out about how you can work with me as your coach. Finally, don't forget to join us in our free Weight Loss Motivation Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you there.